Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frank Hornstein is the incoming chair of the House Transportation, Finance, and Policy Division. Nice enough to join us this morning on CCO. Frank, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Well, great time talking to you, too, because we have the potential of a gas tax increase. There's no doubt that the governor-elect ran on that on his campaign. This will be something you'll probably have to deal with. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we clearly need to have new revenue to support our roads and bridges. Our infrastructure is literally crumbling. And, you know, Minnesotans are already paying for the congestion, the traffic, you know, lost productivity. We're paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars already just because we're stuck in traffic so much. So we need to invest in our road and bridge infrastructure. And it could be a combination of new revenue sources. We're going to look at very closely at that. But the answer is clear. We have to make these investments now. There's real urgency for this.
Interesting piece today in the Star Trib, an op-ed from a former editorial writer for the Star Tribune, but talks about how this is tough on rural Minnesota. Is there a divide here between rural Minnesota and the metro on something like this?
We have road and bridge needs throughout the state. You know, farmers are telling us they want to get their goods to market, and they want to get their goods to market in quickly and efficiently. And so when I travel around the state, I hear universally from all parts of the state that we need to make these very critical and urgent investments.
What do you see in the renewable energy department?
Well, we have to also be looking at ways in which we can reduce carbon in the transportation sector. Yesterday the Metropolitan Council passed a plan to electrify our bus system over a number of years. And so I think looking at ways in which we can electrify our transportation system, both cars and buses, would be a good idea moving into the future.
Do you see a day when we will tax the electric cars, or we don't have a tax in Minnesota on electric vehicles?
Well, absolutely. There needs to be a fee on this. And, eventually we may be moving towards a system where people are paying, a mileage fee rather than a gas tax over time. But we want all users of roads and bridges to be to pay their fair share.
Mr. Chair-elect, when do you foresee this subject coming up when you get into over to the state capitol to work here soon?
Well, we're going to travel. Our committee, our transportation committee, is going to travel around the state. We would like to hear from Minnesotans about their experiences with our transportation system, give us their thoughts and advice and suggestions. And so we will carefully craft a comprehensive bill that all parts of the state will benefit from, and all modes of transportation will benefit from: roads, bridges, public transit. And I think your listeners should know that a gas tax is constitutionally dedicated exclusively for roads and bridges. That's in our state constitution. It doesn't go for transit. It doesn't go for schools. It doesn't go for healthcare. So this is an important thing that we have in our state's constitution. Gas tax, roads and bridges only.
It's interesting, too, and I don't know if we can draw any kind of correlation, but it is interesting because apparently it's a gas tax that's got everybody in France up in arms.
Well, that's a whole nother situation over there. And like I said, this is one option we're considering among many, and mm-hmm. we might need a combination of things. But what I am absolutely convinced of, and most Minnesotans understand, is, in many cases, our roads are 50 years old. They are literally crumbling. We need more capacity to, address our needs. This is an economic question. States that have a strong infrastructure and strong transportation infrastructure do well economically. So this is a win-win. And what we need is more resources for our roads, bridges, and transit infrastructure.
Representative Hornstein, before I let you go, what do you see for priorities? I mean, obviously this will be one, but when you get to work here on January 8th already, holy smokes, we're almost there. What do you see as priority issues?
Well, I think, you know, health care is something that people have said loud and clear is a concern. Education is a priority. And clearly, transportation is something that folks have identified as a high priority, as well as clean water. This is such an important issue for Minnesotans. So those are a few that I'm hearing.
Well, Mr. Chairman-elect, I appreciate your time. I look forward to talking to you through the session, hopefully here as we get close to that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dan, for having me on.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, happy holidays to you as well.
8:18 is our time. We'll check. Speaking of traffic, that's coming up next on CCO's Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.